Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
See, God is a master strategist. He's a master strategist. There's no strategist like God. God laid out the plan of redemption without any help from us. He don't need your help in trying to figure out what to do. The Lord is not going to inquire of you what needs to be done. We need to inquire of Him what needs to happen. He put this situation in the hands of God, and he said, "Lord, shall I pursue? And shall I overtake? Is this your plan? Lord, what do you want me to do? Do I stay here?" So David, really, when he asked that question, he had accepted the option of doing nothing. "Shall I pursue?" The Lord could have said no. Well, he would have accepted that option. "Well, we're not going to do anything." But God had another plan. "Shall I pursue and shall I overtake?" God revealed his wisdom and the plan for success. God's answer was, "Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all." Then David acted immediately without fear, hesitation, or wavering when he got an answer from God. So here he is, these guys wanting to stone him. Now, when he done heard from God, he immediately said, "Hey, come on, boys, we're going to get them. God done spoke to me and said, we're going to get everything back." And guess what? 600 men, those 600 mighty men, got up and went with him. You see, when God's plan is a plan for success. You say, "Well, why didn't they kill him?" Because it wasn't in God's plan. When David got the mind of God and said, "Lord, do I pursue after them? Do I go after our families?" The Lord said, "Go after them. You're going to catch them. You're going to overtake them. And you shall without fail recover everything." And the Bible says that they recovered every single thing that was taken. And God's speaking to you today, and he says, "I have a plan for your recovery today. There's things I want you to recover." You say, "Well, Pastor, what is the plan?" You're going to have to seek God to find it. But God does have a plan for your recovery. Anything the devil's taken from you, you need to identify things that's been stolen, things that you've lost along the way. And I'm going to tell you, say, "Lord, you show me how to recover." And there'll be some things that God just bring them back in your life. He has a plan, amen? Everybody say, "The Lord has a plan." I'm part of that plan. You got to believe that God has a plan for you. Amen. David received the wisdom and the direction of the Lord and recovered everything that was taken. You will have to seek God and get his wisdom and his recovery plan. And many times the recovery begins when you start following simple instructions that God gives you. You know, a lot of times you can lose things and not know they're gone. Do you know you can have stuff stolen from you and you not know it's been stolen? Some of y'all have had stuff taken from you, you don't even realize it's gone. But when you seek God and God starts telling you, giving you instructions on what to do, then he's positioning you to bring things back in your life that's been taken from you. That's why you need to seek after him. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's talk about restore. Joel 2:25, where God says, "I will restore to you the years that the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the cankerworm that have stolen from you. God promises to bring restoration to his people. He will restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm have eaten. This promise has a direct correlation to the restoration of abundant financial, material, and physical blessing. What happened? When the children of Israel disobeyed God, they chose the curse instead of the blessing. Right? Whenever you choose to disobey, you walk out from under the blessing and the curse is already there. I mean, you know there's curse out there. All right? The curse is there and the blessing's here too. But the blessing is received by faith. You ain't got to do nothing to have the curse. Just do nothing. But if you're going to receive from God, you're going to have to develop your faith. Because you can't receive from God without faith. I mean, you know, you couldn't even get saved without faith. By grace are you saved through what? Faith. You can't even step through the door in the kingdom without faith. So it behooves all of us to make sure that we're working on making sure we're developing our faith and our love walk. You got to have faith and love. You got to have faith and compassion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will restore or increase you to a bigger blessing. He'll make you more fruitful, and he will restore your health. So even when he talks about restoration there, the Bible says, I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds. So anything that you've lost through disobedience, God says, I'll bring it back to you. Now, this morning, when I was praying over this word, I say, Lord, is there anything I need to do to my notes that would make this message more useful for you to use to minister to the people? Show me. Is there anything I need to add, take away? Because, Lord, I want you to be able to speak through me exactly what you want to do in the people and to do in us. And the Lord gave me this statement this morning. He said, I will restore to you the blessings that you lost through your former disobedience. Now, that's what happened in Joel chapter 2. You see, they had rebelled against God, and when they came back and repented and made things right with God, that's when God said, now, I'm going to restore the years that you lost. Those years that you were out there not serving me, that the crops didn't bring forth. You know, the fruit trees didn't bear fruit. I'm going to tell you, they was under the curse through their disobedience. God said, now that you return to me, I'm going to restore them years that y'all lost when you was out there acting a fool. God said, I'll restore them. I'll restore your health that you lost out there serving sin, serving the devil, and the devil messed you up. The devil messed up your finances. Messed up your body, messed up your mind, messed up your relationships. Just ruin your wreck, try to wreck your life, try to wreck havoc with you. God said, I'll give you the increase that you miss through your former disobedience. So I'll give it back to you. I'll restore the years. How many years did you fool around just not in the will of God? Maybe even going to church, but not obedient. There are a lot of Christians that's not obedient. You got people sitting in church every Sunday, they ain't obeying nothing the Lord tell them. Sitting in there, God speak to them in an altar call, and it's because he wants to raise them up and lift them up out of what they're in, and they'll sit there and be stubborn and say, I ain't going up there. But I tell you what, I'm getting everything back. God will restore to me the years that I lost through my ignorance and through my former disobedience and rebellion. But I'm making things right with God today, amen? I'm making things right with God. I'm getting back in that place of grace. I'm going to stay in that place of grace and favor. I'm going to keep walking with God. I'm going to keep working with the Lord. I'm going to keep letting him work with me. And God's going to restore to me and he'll restore to you what you've lost. God have the power and the ability to do that. He wouldn't have said it if he couldn't do it. He wouldn't have said, I'll do it if he couldn't do it. Everybody say, restoration is possible. Yeah, if he said, I will restore it, that means he can do it. That means he had the power to do it. I believe in restoration. Hallelujah. God will restore the years you lost. He will restore it. He'll bring it back to you. He'll restore the increase. He'll make you fruitful again. He'll make you fruitful again. You will grow again. You will live again. You will prosper again. You'll increase again. You'll be healthy again. You'll be strong again. You'll have peace again. I'm just telling you what he said. Go ahead, take it right now. Take it. Thank God for the restoration. Thank him for it right now. Lord, thank you for restoring the years that I lost through ignorance and rebellion and disobedience. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I didn't listen. For the times I didn't obey, Lord. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. I receive the restoration. I receive it. I receive it, Lord. I receive the plan of restoration. God's going to talk to you about what you need to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God will provide for you opportunities of increase, but you'll have to get it from him doing it his way. And then he wanted me to say this. This must be for somebody here. He said tithing is connected to financial blessing. So if you're not tithing, you're already not walking in the wisdom and the fear of God. See, if you're sitting and you say, I ain't giving no tithe, I ain't giving 10%, you're already not walking in God's plan. You're already not walking in wisdom.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is KAYT.